The Griswold girls went into the break with a win over Heartland Christian to help bump the Tigers up to 3-6 overall on the season after the 52-21 win. In that game, Addison Adams and Abby Golinghorst led the team in scoring with 12 points apiece. The Tigers have started to clean things up offensively while also playing strong defense when it comes to protecting the inside of the paint. Head coach Ryan Lockwood has seen the confidence build up in his girls, which is great for the team moving forward.
Yeah, it was good. We came out and we played a really solid game for four quarters, which was good. We were able to get a lot of girls playing time in that game and mix and match a lot of different parts and pieces and be able to kind of work together with everybody. I thought our defense was really strong throughout that game. We had some lulls in our rebounding at times, but did a really good job of our defense setting up our offense. A lot of transition points, did a really good job in that. So it was definitely a confidence builder to, you know, go in and then just start, you know, cleaning things up and looking at that second half of the season.
The thing about Griswold is that you cannot let their record define them this season. Griswold continues to work on their shot looks, on what situation you take the shot versus another. Coach Lockwood trusts the learning process with his girls and expects little hiccups along the way.
Yeah, well, we've done a really good job of this year, or a lot better job, I should say, than even last year's, assists, really moving the ball and scoring off of those passes. Our passes are getting better. We still try and force a little bit too much. We want aggressive mistakes, but, you know, we're trying to make those correct decisions. We're getting a lot of really good looks. I mean, you know, our shot attempts are up, which is good because right now we're still not shooting the ball as well as we need to. We're right around that 25% as a team, which, you know, isn't where we want to be. But as long as we can keep getting more shots up, that's more opportunities to get some to go in. But yeah, I mean, we have four girls, you know, averaging right around that 7 points a game. Three or four girls like that. We've got a couple around that 5 points a game. And it's not relying on one girl to be on every single night. We can do it as a team. And like I say, that defense leading the offense, we're getting a lot better in those fast breaks and finishing. We get those opportunities.
A main spark for Griswold has been Addison Adams, who has averaged 7.9 points per game, which leads the team this season. She is also second on the team in rebounds, averaging 3.7 per game behind Amanda Hauser. She's a player who dishes out the ball to her teammates and just needs a little work on her core vision going into January.
Yeah, she does a good job of getting us started. She, you know, she's really good at bringing the ball down the court and getting it going. She attacks really well off of the dribble, and she's always ready to look for her shot. When she finds it, she can be pretty dangerous there. You know, we're still working on her, just keeping those eyes up when teams, you know, realize that she's becoming a threat and they're dropping extra girls on her, just seeing that where that pressure's coming from and where that next pass will be. That's going to be that next development for her for sure. She does a pretty good job of getting to the free throw line and does a good job, you know, compared to the rest of our girls. We have a few girls that are doing a good job of knocking down free throws. It's definitely been a focus we've been trying to clean up. We just haven't been good enough at knocking those down when we get to the line.
Coach Lockwood is looking for the defensive pressure to pick up coming out of the break in their first game of the new calendar year against Fremont Mills. The outlook on this is that if the defense picks up the pace, then the offense will follow suit. More takeaways equal more chances to score underneath the hoop, which leads to more wins down the line.
I want to see them continue to keep their confidence going on the offensive end, keep working as a team, but really, you know, picking that defensive pressure up. And I really think that just drives everything we do, whether it's in fast break or transition offense, or if it's in the half court, because we're just not as tired from having to get back after, say, a quick shot and a long rebound. We can actually go and knock those shots down, set up our system, and have a little bit of time. We're not getting as fatigued. So then we really see all those numbers coming back to where we want it to be.
Griswold will return to the hardwood on January 2nd as they'll take on an undefeated Fremont Mills team at home with the opening tip-off at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.